Make sure, like, Dad on his own could not pay any legal bills. They know that. So Andy's laughing, right? Linda's laughing because, and then they take away everything. They don't give him the fair market value for the property. And Andy was supposed to give him half the proceeds of the farm. You know, the crops every year. He didn't for 10 years. And every time Dad asked for it, Andy would just, you know, oh, no, I don't have time, and just get rid of him, right? So all of that was done intentionally, so he was left with nothing. And right now, they've got the motorhome in the driveway, and they're saying, well, you owe us, Dad, for legal, so you're not getting your motorhome. We're going to sell it on you. Not that it's worth anything, but here's the point. They want to make sure he has nothing. Because remember, they had cleaned out his house, taken his possessions? And then after that, they grabbed the van, and Mike Slager still has it to this day. So Dad's got no wheels. And I had provided Dad. He wanted, I said, Dad, you're driving an old beater van. I'm not comfortable the fact your Manitoba gets so cold. So I bought him a van, a Dodge Caravan, a 2007. It was a year old. I gave it to him and left him in Manitoba with it and said, here's your new van. Okay, it's yours. You have the use of it for your life, okay? And that he wanted to stow away. So I said, good. Well, I said, well, I'm not a Dodge person, but whatever you want, Dad, I'll get you. And I got him that. Well, the first thing they did was grab it and lock it up because they didn't want Dad to have anything. So we had to get private investigators to pull it out. Otherwise, Andy would have hung on to it like they're hanging on to the blue van. But it took the RCMP going in with the private investigators to get it out of there because Andy was not letting it go and neither was Mike. And just, it's not their vehicle, it's in my name, and that's the only way we were able to get it out because, you know, they weren't about to release it. Like, they don't want Dad to have anything. Like, they didn't want you to have the furniture. It's just evil vindictiveness. I don't know. You know what? I don't know where those three came from, those four. I don't get it. That's not the way Mom raised us. Like, what happened? Robert, are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, where do those... Is it because these three brother-in-laws were having a race to see who could get to the financial empire the quickest? Is that what it was? Remember, the three guys, four guys were salesmen, right? And they were always competing?
Yeah.
Well, is that what happened? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where they went wrong. Like, what happened?
What do you mean, how come they don't have those jobs no more?
Not to have the jobs. Why did it get as greedy as they are? Was it competition between the brother and brother-in-laws? Between Andy, Doug, and Gordy? And, you know, is that what was going on?
I have no idea.
Something was going on over the years. Like, and my coming out to family reunions, I didn't pick up on that. Because, I mean, you're in and you're out and there's too many to talk to. So you don't get a feel for what's going on. But why did they go that route? I don't get it. Why are they so greedy instead of being, you know, being helpful? They're not.
No.
And like Mom told me in the hospital, Linda, she helped Linda out so much, she said you wouldn't know. Well, Linda's going to make sure there's no records so nobody will know how much Mom helped her.
Well, no, of course not.
And I think Mom had told me that Bob hadn't worked for like 4 years or something. Or a long time anyways. You know, he had gone in to be a lawyer and that didn't pan out. And, you know, I remember a spell there where he wasn't working, so, anyways.
No, there was a while where he didn't work, he didn't do bugger all or anything.
Wasn't it like 3 years or something?
Something like that.
It was a long time, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, Mom was supporting Lynn and Robert, right? Bob, it's not Robert, it's Bob. Bob Staub, right? Because he wasn't working.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, that's, well, Mom told me you have no idea how much I've helped Linda over the years. She says, you would not believe. And I said, oh, I'm sure, Mom, you know. She says, no, Marlene, you would not believe it. So it was a lot. And, you know, I know that Mom was keeping a scribbler at some point, keeping track of everything, but I don't know if she did. And, it, and even if she did, it, I'm sure that disappeared when the first chance they got to, right?
Lots of things disappeared.
Wow.